Okay, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to, Lauren, you want to say it?
This is Hymn Hunters International.
Your favorite HGTV-inspired, non-religiously affiliated radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And took me a second to remember that last part.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
Lauren, tell everyone listening how warm it is outside.
It is,
in case they haven't checked Snapchat.
It's 71 outside.
Did you get my joke there?
In case they haven't checked Snapchat.
TBH, I get my weather often from Snapchat. I like wake up and take a selfie and then I'm like, ooh, let's see. Just to see the weather.
Just to see the weather. I mean, I feel like Snapchat weather is a little more reliable than my weather app.
Honestly, it's really accurate.
It's quite accurate.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
It is.
So we have a really, really good theme for everyone. Our theme is, I can't believe it's not butter. Originally, it was going to be butter. I told my friend Parker this, and he says, that's exclusionary to vegans. And I don't support veganism.
That was a bold statement you just made.
This is a theme that we often talk about on my show, is my... Mm-hmm. On the show. I said on this show.
I
hate myself. Well, on our show, I often talk about my
disdain
for the vegans. But anyways, this is I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, because we're only playing covers and remixes, and you won't believe it's not the real artist.
What?
How good is that?
That's good.
I know. Like, vegans did us good this time because they helped us come up with another theme. I'm hoping we can find some Paula Deen remix of something.
Right. No, I would be shocked if we couldn't. But, I mean, like, is that being inclusionary if we talk about Paula Deen?
Oh, true.
Paula Deen does cook with a lot of real butter.
Also, Paula Deen's the worst person
she's
ever.
She's like low-key racist.
Not even low-key. She's high-key racist. Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy. I love this weather. I love it. I'm like a beautiful blossom in the spring.
You are wearing a flowery dress.
I'm wearing a flowered shirt. It's actually a shirt, Ben. It's not a dress.
Oh.
But
You're wearing jeans.
I'm wearing jeans. But no, I'm from California.
It could be a dress and look good.
It could be. No, it's got that vibe. But when the warm weather starts,
a small child, for instance, could wear it as a dress.
Okay, Ben, like let me talk about the warm weather. Stop talking about my shirt. It's actually a peplum top, for those of you who are wondering. So it's like a little, it's cinched a little. It's pretty cute. I love the beautiful warm weather. It's making me so happy. How about you?
It's making me so happy. So, secret time, I didn't go to class today. It's because, okay, I had an extension on this paper for Queer Pop, and it was due today, and I was up till 3 a.m. doing it. So I was like, I had my friend Eve turn it in for me, and I didn't go to class. So I woke up, I like lift up the shades, it's so sunny, I take a shower, put on shorts and my women's blouse from Goodwill.
Of course.
And I'm just feeling, my Birkenstocks, and I'm just feeling great.
My toes are seeing the sunlight.
My feet are so pale.
They're so pale. My feet are so pale.
I am so pale.
I've like turned into a ghost over the winter. I know. I feel like the first time my skin is in contact with the sun, I'm just gonna burn.
I felt so warm walking out of my house. Like, the sun is warm. Did you realize we had snow on the ground during spring fling last year, Lauren?
We did.
We got really hashtag blessed with this winter.
I know. Like, compare, because the last winter is my first winter, and I feel like that was quite a winter to compare.
Cat live
everything else
girls,
to. I know.
They don't know what winter's like.
This is true. But no, this winter has been beautiful. We're loving the nice weather. So, to our theme, I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe this isn't the actual artist that's singing the song. Ben, do you have a song that you want to start with?
Well, I have a remix of a song I like.
Okay. Does that count?
Yeah, because we were doing remixes or covers, I think.
Oh, okay.
You have a cover that you really like.
I do have a cover I really
like. Okay, let me get it up. Lauren forgot her computer.
I forgot my computer.
She's a mess.
I am a little bit of a
mess. We can talk about how both of us are messes in a little while.
Yes, actually. We'll get there.
Today, my friend
we talk
told
about
me,
that every week.
She's like, I got a summer internship. Oh, and I was like trying to be happy because I'm really happy for her. And like, I'm so happy for her because this is a dope job. And yeah. it's like exactly what she wanted. And I'm like, shoot, I haven't applied to anything.
When everyone's so successful and I just can't even like remember my computer when I come to the radio show, you know?
Yeah, when I'm up till 3 a.m. figuring out how to site. I had to figure out how to site a radio show in Chicago style. And then I wondered, will anyone ever site Him Hunters International on their paper? I don't think so.
They should.
But they should.
That'd be incredible. Okay, so the cover that I want you to play, Ben, are you ready?
Yes.
Is it's an Arctic Monkeys cover of Miley Cyrus's... Bastille. Yeah. It's a Bastille cover of Miley Cyrus's...
I know what you're
We talking. Can't Stop. And I love that cover. It's one of my all-time faves.
Oh, it's from BBC Radio.
Yes, it is from BBC Radio.
We Can't Stop in the Live Lounge.
In the Live Lounge. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
1 second. I want to make sure my Spotify wasn't playing anything. Sometimes I play it and it's on mute. Okay, ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Good thing I have ad blocker.
Enjoy.
It's going.
You're watching BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge with us, Bastille. Hi. And if you want to make sure you never miss another Live Lounge again, just click to subscribe here.
Sweaty bodies everywhere, hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet someone here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, well, can I get a hell no? Cause we're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. So la di di da da, we like to party, dancing with my lady, doing whatever we want. Cause this is our house, these are our. And we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who about the life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. We run things they don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah. Strip club. Remember, only dad can judge us. Forget the haters, cause somebody loved you. Oh, and everyone in line in the bathroom, queuing up to get into the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, yeah. So la di di da day, we like to party, dancing with my lady, doing whatever we want. And this is our house, these are our rules, and we can't stop. We won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bought the life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. We run things they don't run. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just don't think he'll understand. Oh, don't break his heart, his achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'll understand. Can't you see it's she who owns the night? can you see it's she who about the life that she can't stop, and she won't stop. She runs things they don't run. She don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah.
I love that cover. It's fantastic.
Where has Bastille been, Lauren?
We were just talking about this. You know, have they released new music? Because either there's two options. One, they just haven't released new music lately, or two, they've released new music and I haven't heard of it. I don't know which is sadder.
I think both of those could be like
really probable.
So, Lauren.
Yeah.
What is your favorite butter substitute?
You know, recently I've got into coconut oil.
I knew you were going to say that because you're from San Francisco.
My roommate, Amy, is a big fan of coconut oil. She takes coconut oil supplements.
What, Amy?
And
why
she
do
says
that?
It makes her hair shinier and gives her more energy. I don't know.
Okay, I would do that then. I feel like I'm a very oily person in the sense that I have pimples and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I'm taking oil supplements,
pimples? Other thing, this is not a butter substitute, but I've actually recently gotten into argan oil. And I bought some at Sephora, and I put it in my hair, and my hair is like
it looks luscious.
Soft and luscious, and it just feels fantastic. So I just took it out of my ponytail.
An oil I've been getting into, because we're the worst, is tea tree oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, listeners, how my cartilage is really messed up? So I was putting tea tree oil on it, and it kind of like sucks out the bubble.
Yeah. So I have a friend from home who's like very into tattoos and piercings and that kind of thing, and she recommended tea tree oil when my cartilage got infected, and it works.
It hurts a little because it really dries you out.
It does dry you out.
One time, I won't say. Okay, I'll say. One time, it dried me my ear so much, my ear started bleeding.
Really? Like, did it crack or something?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Wait, you know what would be kind of funny? If the next cover we played was Miley Cyrus covering someone, because Bastille was covering Miley.
Was covering someone.
Should we do Miley Cyrus covering Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness?
Yeah, should we do it?
But okay, I don't know how I feel about this because like it's kind of summer today and I'm not sad.
The other Miley Cyrus also covered that Dolly Parton song, Jolene. Is that the song?
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good cover. So
she does some covers on her Happy Hippie.
Oh right, Happy Hippie. I forgot about what is that? Is that a
It's like a foundation a for like queer youth, TBH. Okay. We can listen to Jolene.
Okay, but then we also have a song recommendation from one of our listeners, so we'll play this Miley cover, and then...
Oh, should we play this first, because Amy has to go to class?
Amy does have to go to class.
Okay,
so we should play Amy's recommendation. So Amy, the lovely Amy, has recommended today a cover by Troye Sivan, because we love Troye Sivan.
My favorite.
A favorite.
Well, you know that he's on the queer pop syllabus.
He is?
Yeah.
What?
Shout out to Morgan for listening. Morgan, send me your fave cover and we'll play it remix. Mm-hmm. I have this weird affection for Troye Sivan. Like, okay, here's an example. Mm-hmm. There's this boy who I was, you know, hooing with last year, mm-hmm. and he sometimes, sometimes he Snapchats me. I don't know why. He mm-hmm. graduated college, like time, okay. you know, like right. it's weird. And I've never been jealous of this boy ever.
Right.
Last night, I'm writing my queer pop paper, mm-hmm. miserable, mm-hmm. in my bed, covered in my blanket, and he's Snapchatting me from the Troye Sivan concert. And it was like a really painful experience.
Wow.
I just want everyone
to
know
that.
That's
a lot of feelings.
I had a really tough time.
Happening at once.
Because I missed the Troye Sivan concert in Boston. Yeah. I do this thing where I only find out about someone having a concert the day of when they Instagram, like, can't wait to be in Boston today. And I'm like, oh, great. Like,
Can I make a recommendation to you?
Yeah.
There's an app called Songkick, which I really like, and you can put in your location, and it like goes through an artist that you like, and it goes through all the venues near you and like alerts you when artists you like or artists who are similar to those artists you like are coming. And so I really like Songkick. So if you
This
you
is
know,
Lauren's recommended
my
app.
Recommended app, because I'm real techie, guys.
Did you know I grew up in a margarine household?
What is that? Oh, grows up in a margarine household?
Because my father is lactose intolerant.
Does margarine not have lactose in it?
It's oil. It's veggie
what?
Oil. Yeah. So we always use margarine.
Wow.
And I feel like That didn't do me any good. But I guess it did my father's digestive tract good.
I think I'd rather eat I Can't Believe It's Not Butter than margarine.
I think I Can't Believe It's Not Butter is margarine.
Is it?
Because it's an oil substitute for butter.
I feel like everything is changing.
Yeah, or it's just
earth,
they...
Earth balance...
That's also margarine.
Is that margarine?
These
is
are
it all,
all
just margarine?
It's any vegetable oil butter substitute is margarine.
Wow.
I think.
My mind is just
Am I making this
blown.
Up?
I don't know. So let's play this cover.
We're going to play the song, do some margarine research,
some margarine
and then we'll
research.
Get back to you. Okay, here is Troye Sivan's Hands to Myself Sorry medley from The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay,
what
here
just
we
happened
go.
To my voice?
Jimmy okay. Fallon. Okay, thanks, Amy.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to. And I want you all to myself.
Oh my God, he's so good.
Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on and give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. I won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice, yeah. Oh, cause all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm shy, I'm shy, I'm shy, I'm shy. Yeah, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm shy, I'm shy, I'm shy, I'm shy. But is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Hey, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Sorry, yeah, so sorry. The doctors say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say. Know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day. Oh, but is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Hey, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Sorry, yeah, so sorry. I'm sorry. I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now?
Oh, so Lauren, we have a hung jury on this
a hung
one.
Jury. This
because
is,
yeah. Morgan, one of our devoted listeners,
yes,
doesn't think this is so good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Liam. Is saying, I like this more than the J Beebs version.
What?
So.
I like all these, like, listener responses.
Yeah, it feels like an interactive radio talk show.
It does.
Is what I wrote on my resume.
So just so those of you who don't know, Ben referenced this show on his resume for an internship, which I love.
Which is not even my show. It's Lauren's. I'm the perennial guest. Never forget.
Perennial guest. So, okay.
I thought there could have been, like, more... So now that I have some of the terms from my music
okay.
class,
yeah.
I thought that the timbre. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Well, how do you pronounce the? I don't.
Isn't it? It ends in an R.
I can't
right?
speak music. I think there could have been more variation in what
yeah.
Troye was like you know, like the part of Hands to Myself. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
Yeah.
He said it kind of flat.
I wish he kind of like gave a little more vocal range.
Oh, there we go.
But I liked it. I
okay,
have to
ready?
Say I liked
if
it.
If you were to rate this song as yeah. a butter substitute.
Okay. I'm going to give it like...
It has to be a type of butter substitute.
So it's a carton of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter from Stop and Shop, but it's been kind of damaged. So the lid's a little caved in and you're like not sure if you want to buy it, but like it looks like it hasn't been opened. So you're like, this is probably fine.
Okay, I was gonna call it like Costco brand margarine.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not like the organic farmers market alternative
right.
to butter.
Right.
Or like, yeah. It's okay. I'm disappointed with my boy Troye. I spoke too soon, maybe.
No, I didn't didn't hate it, though.
I didn't hate it, like, though. I just feel, I feel like I was expecting something, in the words of Troye Sivan, wild, wild, wild.
Right. I feel like a fool right now.
Only fools talk me down heaven for him. I just named four songs on his album.
Congrats. We're all really proud of you.
Wait, someone recently said to me, they're like, you might want to consider listening to Spotify on private session. And I was like, why? And they're like, I can just watch you listening to Troye Sivan 24/7 all day, every day. And I was
That's incredible.
I was like, okay, cool.
So wait, I used to have my Spotify linked up to my Facebook, and I think I think it's no longer linked up to my Facebook.
Oh, it used to be like, Lauren is listening,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of scared to use Spotify because I'm concerned that somehow it's like going to link back up to my Facebook, and like people will see me listening to like Justin Bieber and like One Direction. I don't know.
Did you hear what Simon... Okay, first of all, on the topic of One Direction, okay. I recently tweeted this, and I feel like we need to discuss. Okay. I feel like people always forget that Simon Cowell. It's a day. That Simon Cowell created... Right. 1D.
He did.
Like, thank you, Simon.
You know what's funny is like they didn't know each other. Okay, for those of you who don't know the background of One Direction,
I think don't most people
well,
know
just
that?
In case.
We have some adult listeners, like, maybe.
So they all went on the Voice? Is that what the show
no,
is?
No, British X Factor.
Okay, sorry. They all went on British
Lauren
X Factor.
Lauren thinks she knows.
They all went on British X Factor separately. They didn't know each other. They all got eliminated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all got eliminated. And then, like, I think, I'm not super up to date with what happens in British X Factor, but I think, like, you have the option of, like, coming back as a group. And I want to say there's, like, other groups that have come out of the show. But so Simon Cowell, so they all got eliminated, and Simon Cowell decided to put, they had the option of returning to the show if they came back as a group.
And then they made, like, one of the most successful boy bands in modern times.
So, I mean, that's pretty incredible to think
but
about.
But apparently now Simon is, like, they're going to... do independent stuff.
Really?
All of them. Zayn's album is coming out March 25th.
Okay, update on that. I have recently listened to Pillow Talk for the first time this past week, and I love it.
Should we find a cover of Pillow Talk?
Yeah.
Pillow Talk cover.
It's just like, okay, the music video with his girlfriend, I think it's like pretty cute.
Who's Conard Maynard?
I don't know. A singer?
It has 3 million views.
Oh.
Should we do it?
This is promising. Should we do it?
Okay. If it's worse than Costco brand margarine,
yeah,
we will cut it off real quick.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, you ready?
Okay, ready.
Let's do it.
Body but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that fears the tears, the place to lose your fears now. Reckless behavior.
Okay, that was beautiful.
We just have some bad news.
We have some bad news.
Lauren, although she only recently listened, realized that there are some dirty, dirty words. Because Zayn is a dirty because Zayn says curse words. And it's only 1:23 p.m.
Yeah.
And we follow the rules here at Him Hunters International.
Yeah, you know, so, I think that cover was lovely, but
me too.
And I'm sorry we had to cut it off so early. It's Connor Maynard. Cover
Google it.
Talk, Google it.
Oh, he has a cover of Shawn Mendes.
Wow.
Oh my God, we love Shawn Mendes in a totally appropriate way, considering he's a minor. We have to apologize for our objectification of Damn Daniel.
Oh, who was also incidentally a minor.
Who's 14 years old? We.
Okay, he looks older than 14.
I know.
Okay, I feel like Damn Daniels are relevant now.
It's over.
Though. It's so
okay,
over.
Okay, but so my, I don't have white Vans. I have white Supergas because, you know, right. I'm basic.
Of course.
And they got so dirty. Do you know any way to clean them? Do I just put them in bleach?
I would wash them. I would just like stick them in the washing machine.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
I would, yeah, I don't know. I don't, I'm not really a white shoes kind of gal.
Really? I totally see you as like a tiny, like white sneaker type of person.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm like feel good about that or not, but.
It just seems like, for instance, this outfit you're wearing today would go great with a nice.
The peplum top.
With the cinched top mm-hmm. would go great with a nice white shoe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I've got.
Birks.
I've got my Birks on.
My Birkenstocks are falling apart. The struggles.
Okay, wait. Also, if any of our listeners know how to make Birkenstocks not smell disgusting, please hit me up because mine smell pretty bad. TV.
I think you should lather them in a margarine, a butter substitute.
I actually feel like putting like margarine on your feet could be like one of those really obscure beauty hacks that some like beauty guru
margarine.
Out there has
how
recommended.
How do you spell margarine? I got it. That was a dumb question. Okay. Margarine beauty hack. I just Googled that. Oh my God.
What? What does it say? Wait, can you give me a quiz on this? Wait, give me a quiz. What part of the body do I think?
Okay. It's on the face.
Okay, on the face? Eyebrows?
A little lower.
Eyelashes?
A little lower.
Nose?
A little higher.
Cheeks?
A little higher.
Eye bags.
Gently brush margarine on your on the bags of your eyes.
So why is that supposed to help?
They say it helps it go away, but it was just like one random thing on Pinterest.
Oh, I love that classic Pinterest.
So I can't really make
it. We don't necessarily endorse that, but if you happen to try it, please let us know how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I feel like margarine like would totally be moisturizing, right?
It's oil. It's just vegetable oil substance.
So maybe I should put it in my hair.
No.
Instead of argan oil.
Well, you know, there's that whole like, there's a decade long debate about whether margarine is better for you than butter.
Yes.
I just go with like the I can't say words natural. Today. Then why am I in the, why keep doing this? I'm like natural. The natural is better.
The natural's yeah.
Margarine. I just spelled Miragene instead of margarine. Maybe because I haven't been to class in 2 days. Oh, I hope you're not listening, Mom. Okay, should we play another song?
Let's play another song.
Okay, we'll play that Miley Cyrus
Let's play
one
the
now,
Miley Cyrus
by
cover.
Jolene.
I feel like we can trust Miley doing a Jolene cover to be
Yeah, we can't trust Miley for a lot, but
right.
this is one thing we
this
could trust her for.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Jolene. And could have your choice of men, but I can never love again, 'cause he's the only one for me, Joe.
I love that cover.
Honestly, yeah. Like, props to Miley.
So good.
What other food substitutes do you like, Lauren?
Oh, my. What other food substitutes? I don't know. That's a question I don't really think about that much.
Mm. Why is that?
You know, I don't know.
Let's interrogate
right.
that.
Should we talk about that? What about you, Ben? Do you have any like that you can think of?
I love sun butter more than peanut butter.
Really?
It's a very controversial opinion.
Sun butter is a little, it's smokier. I mean, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, it does have an earthy, smoky.
It's got a smoky taste. I'm not a huge fan.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah, it's for me.
It's good.
For sure.
I'm trying to think of stuff.
Should we do like NPR voices? NPR? Like, sun butter really like warms me when I eat it in DeWick. I feel like
also update, I've been listening to season 2 of Serial.
I have not,
which is it's okay. It's about a guy who was in the army,
Bo Bergdahl,
who deserted. I don't know what the term is. He's a deserter. And then was like captured by the Taliban, and the U.S. went through like really extensive measures to get him back. And the podcast is kind of about like, was what he did justified? And it's interesting. The first couple of episodes, it took me a while to get into it, but it started talking about more about his background, like where it came from. He kind of has these like illusions of grandeur, like and he thinks that he sees himself kind of as like a hero, and like he actually and he was in the Navy, but he had a mental breakdown and had to get sent home.
Oh, wow.
But then he like got admitted to the Army anyway, even though he probably shouldn't. And so it was like, it's interesting. There's like more factors to it than I thought, so I've been enjoying that. But Ben, should we do a life update?
I finished my midterms. I've cut class 2 days in a row. I am going to Rome over spring break.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm visiting my friend who's going abroad. Who is abroad, I mean.
Where are they abroad?
Rome.
Oh, they're in Rome.
Yeah. So I'm staying with her, so I don't have to pay for house, like lodging or anything. I'm really excited. Never been to Rome. I'm going to eat a lot of pasta.
Yeah. Are you going by yourself?
Yeah, but I'm meeting her there.
Yeah.
What else is going on with me?
That's great.
I don't know. I'm busy. I'm tired, but I'm happy about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Behind in a lot of my classes.
Yeah.
My mom finally figured out how to properly use emojis.
Wow.
That's an exciting moment in my life. I don't know. That's my small life update.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I just found out in April I have to go home for a weekend for my grandma's 80th birthday, but I thought she was already 80. And I was like, what? Anyways.
Hopefully she's not listening, but...
No way.
Happy birthday, Ben's grandma.
Is Nana listening?
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Busy.
What about you?
Let's see. I went dumpster diving last week.
How was that?
It was actually super fun.
Dumpster?
Trader Joe's dumpster.
Alewife Trader Joe's. You Uber there?
We drove there.
Okay, good.
If you Uber to it. No, if you ever are curious about it, I would highly recommend it. It's a good like lesson if you're curious about food waste and how much food is actually wasted and how much food that's not expired is actually wasted.
I
was scared too, but like honestly, I got a real nice baguette out of it.
I'm not scared of the food waste. I'm scared by like how much is wasted.
Oh. Yes, it is a scary thing. Like, and there's actually a really good documentary. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but if you're curious about food waste, it's a couple and they decided for like, I think it was like a year, they were only going to live off food that they sourced from dumpsters. Mm. And so they went dumpster diving, ate this food and like had very like a healthy lifestyle.
It's called Dive, the film, Dive. Living Off America's Waste.
It's a really good documentary. But anyway.
Wait, aren't Trader Joe's baguettes pretty salty?
I did not find this to be salty. I thought it was delicious. We baked it. It was really good. But
did you get any avocados?
No avocados. There's some blood oranges though.
A lot of juice that was unopened.
Juice. There were some mixed greens. A lot of flowers.
Like a peppery arugula, perhaps?
Yes, like a peppery arugula. So it was actually like a very cool experience. I would do it again. The other thing that we were kind of talking about is like, what do we do with the food that we get out of the dumpsters? Because like a lot of us don't really have food insecurity or don't experience food insecurity, and like taking that food when it could go to a family that experiences food insecurity,
yeah,
something that we've been thinking about. So any ideas, hit me up. It's hard because a lot of people don't want donated food that's like been in a dumpster, which
that
makes sense. So I don't know, been thinking about that.
Well, you know what, like it's interesting. So like in my town, mm-hmm. Like, you know how you have so many Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yes.
There's like places where you can bring your Thanksgiving leftovers. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if there was one spoon in the mashed potatoes, but there's a whole bowl, they won't take it.
Yeah.
Because if the laws are so strict.
Yeah.
So like a lot of times it's really hard to actually get the food that, like donating food that's already been cooked.
Yeah.
Is like, or like whatever, it can be like really challenging.
Yeah. The documentary goes into this a little bit, but we're getting a phone call right now. Ben, I'll let Ben pick up the phone, but I'll discuss this briefly. The documentary goes into a little bit of how I'm losing my train of thought because Ben is talking. Yeah, but it goes into someone's calling. I'm gonna pause for a second. We're getting a song request.
Oh,
my mom is calling in with a song request.
Wait, Lauren, get on the phone.
Okay, Ben, you come talk. I'm going to get on the phone.
It's your mom.
Mom?
Hi,
are you listening?
Oh my God, Lauren's mom called. It's a very exciting day. My mom would never call. I'm not salty. This is so fun. Okay, so I have to talk now and waste time while Lauren is on the phone with her mother. So what should I talk about? Did you know that over the summer they are going to renovate Eden Hall and make it into like a 574 style building? I don't know how I feel about that because like Eden's really like classy chic, and like I'm kind of bummed that they're renovating it. Lauren, I feel so powerful in this seat. Oh my God, your mom called. That's so fun.
My mom requested Justin Bieber.
that's mom goals,
right?
Okay.
Okay, sorry. That was unexpected.
Wait, can we also talk about how we got a phone call and Lauren's reaction? Like, so we get a phone call and Lauren just like brushes it off. She's like, no. She's like, I don't have time for this.
And then it's her mom.
So wait, your mom requested Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. Now, I'm very happy to break our theme for your mom.
Good.
So let's just play the J Biebs version?
I think we should play the J Biebs version, if you don't
it's
mind.
It's saved on my Spotify.
Wait, I want to finish my life update. I'm not done. Okay, so before we get into this.
Lauren and I both love talking about ourselves,
we haven't realized by now. But this morning, I woke up at 8:30, which is like very early for me. And
that is so early for me too.
I walked for about half an hour.
What?
And I went and got a pressed juice at Nurture Your Soul in West Medford.
Whoa.
It was a pressed green juice.
Lauren, are you a 28-year-old, like, new mother? From the Bay Area? Wait, first of all, there's a pressed juice place in Medford?
Yeah, in Medford.
What is West Medford?
It's, you know, we walk down Boston Ave, mm-hmm. Like towards the Mystic. We cross the bridge over the
Who
Mystic
is we?
River. I went with Amy.
Aw, y'all are the cutest.
And then you just like take some side
streets. So wait, what's this place called?
It's called Nurture Your Soul. I would actually highly recommend it. It was kind of expensive.
Nurture Your Soul, West Medford.
Yeah.
Medford is getting so bougie.
Medford is so bougie. But yeah, but they had, Amy got a green smoothie and it had like kale and mango in it. And I got this like pressed juice that was like cucumber, orange, lemon.
This place is like cute.
It was good.
Oh, Whoa, I see where this is. Huh. Oh, it's like past Whole Foods.
It is, yeah.
Wait, there's another MagMuff over there.
It's a ways away. It took us a while. It took about half an hour to walk
there.
Wait,
there's another MagMuff. Did you know that?
No. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I love MagMuff. Have you ever been to MagMuff?
I have been to MagMuff, yeah.
It's a great place.
It is good. Okay,
do you want to know what I was doing at 8:30 this morning? I was sleeping. And then at 10:30, I was sleeping through my class.
But you know what? I feel so, like, alive right now. Like, I woke up early. I'm feeling good.
You can't see everyone, but I'm rolling my eyes right now.
I did yoga last night. I stretched out my hips.
Your hip flexors? My hip flexors are so tight.
My hips are so tight. You know, and my hips are tight, and I think it's been affecting my lower back. No,
it's all connected. It is. You know, you also need to stretch, says my high school yoga teacher.
What?
Because my gym in high school was yoga. Your psoas muscle.
Ooh, what's that?
So when you're doing your cat camels, you know how you feel the pull in your belly?
Yeah.
That's your psoas muscle.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the psoas muscle is a really deep muscle.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, take everything I'm saying with, like, not as fact, because, like, I'm American studies major, but, like, it, like, it's really deep and it connects, like, your lower back and, like, it's like one of those, it's good to stretch.
Wow.
So should we play
I was trying to stall because she said she can't listen right now.
Oh, well,
she doesn't know how to listen right now because she only knows how to listen to the archives.
Oh.
So I tried to text her the link, but she hasn't responded to me. So I think we should go ahead and play it.
Question. What we could also do is, tell her to, I don't know how, if you download TuneIn, you can get to this, though, because she's far away.
Yeah, I know you can do it online, like, on the computer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can do it on a mobile device.
Oh, she's not home.
I think she's in her office.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
So, should we just play it?
She can listen to the archives. Mom, thank you so much for calling
in. Yeah, that was so fun.
Jules, I love ya.
Wow.
We're going to play you a Justin Bieber song.
Just for you.
Here's Love Yourself. Ben, do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, I've already.
Okay, here we go.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For
all the times that you made me feel small. I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Thank you for the recommendation, Mom. The what's the word I'm looking for? The
I have no idea.
Request. Thank the you request. For the request. That was lovely.
Should we segue into some recommended reads?
Let's, before we do that segue, I'm gonna read a
Pussa?
A PSA, as we call them, a PSA. This PSA, I'm just gonna kind of pick a random one. This is mental health friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more info, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay.
So there you go.
So I can. Okay. So.
So recommended reads?
Yeah, I have four.
Okay. Ooh, dang. I don't think I have any.
The first is Sexual Ableism by David Perry in the Los Angeles Book Review. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about intellectual disability and like sexual agency. So the consent politics of like engaging in sexual acts with someone who has an intellectual disability. Mm-hmm. The next one is in Wired, and it's called Meet the People of Transnistria, a stuck in time Soviet country that doesn't exist.
What?
And it's this small part of Moldova with 500,000 people who are convinced that they have their own country that no one else in the world recognizes.
What?
And there's some amazing portraits. It's really fascinating.
Interesting.
It's right between Moldova and Ukraine.
Yeah.
And it's very much still in the Soviet era. The third is about one of my favorite authors, James Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Weight of James Arthur Baldwin. It's actually from BuzzFeed.
Wow.
But like V-Good.
You know how I love BuzzFeed.
I need to. And then the fourth is called, it's on Fusion, and it's called The Bigot Belt. Mm-hmm. And it says how young liberal Americans could become racist right wingers. And basically it's about how we see like young white college students voting for Bernie who could very much be future Republican bigots. And like how as you get older that happens.
What a fascinating read.
So those are my four reads.
Those are some good reads.
I'm still endorsing Jane the Virgin.
Yeah?
Liam, if you're listening, we need to watch the finale tonight.
Wait, the finale?
No, the season one finale.
Okay, good. Because I'm on season two right now.
What else?
Wait, what's happening in Jane the Virgin? Can you give me like a...
No! I will not give spoilers.
It's like, I do love Jane the Virgin quite a bit.
Okay, are you team Raphael or team Michael?
Okay, I used to be team Michael, then I was team Raphael, and now I'm back to team Michael.
I have always been team Raphael through and through. He's just too hot to not support.
The second season, he just like, I'm just a little less enchanted with him, let's put it that way.
He took off his shirt one episode, and I was like...
Can we remember when he took off his shirt and held the baby, and I was like...
No, I don't remember that because the baby hasn't been born yet. Well, good thing I know she has the baby.
The baby is, in fact, born.
Spoilers, anyway. Lauren. Thank you so much.
So, I've been watching Girls.
Oh, I need to get back into that.
Yeah, the new season started.
I like Girls.
I do like Girls.
Did you read Lena Dunham's book?
I did read Lena Dunham's book.
I did too.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was like funny. And, you know, there were parts that I was a little, that were questionable to me, but mostly I thought you did a good job writing. It was engaging, it was funny, you know, I liked it. I read Mindy Kaling's book,
The new one?
I read Tina Fey's book, and I've read Lena Dunham's book, but I haven't read Mindy Kaling's book, and I feel like I should.
I read Mindy Kaling's. I hear Amy Poehler's is not good.
What's your favorite? Out of all the celebrity autobiographies, do you have a favorite, Ben?
Well, I guess now she's somewhat of a celebrity, but yeah. Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay is one of my faves. Mm-hmm. It's really good. You would like it a lot. It talks a lot about the intersections of, like, race and pop culture and gender.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Should we play a remix now, maybe?
Let's do a remix. We've done a lot of covers. I think it's time we
This is Rye Open, the Bond Axe remix.
Wow, this sounds very hip.
Oh, it's so hip.
Okay.
So hip and fresh.
Okay, hip and fresh. Here we go.
I'm a fool for that shake in your thumbs. I'm a fool for that sound in your thumbs. I'm a fool for your belly. I'm a fool for
back.
We are back. I'm having a great day,
you
Lauren.
You want to say what just happened, Ben?
We just had a caller call in who said, I don't know what show this is, but you're awesome. Keep up the good work. And we just appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Because this is the highlight of Lauren and I's week.
It is.
And we just find it so fun, and we're glad that other people enjoy it the way that we do.
Definitely. It means a lot when people
thank you.
Like, even when they text us and they're like, we're listening. We love our fans.
Lauren, stop it. Stop it, stop it. Yeah, we do, though.
Okay, so let's reflect on the show a little bit. What'd you think?
Well, I think that this was a fun theme.
Yeah. It was a fun theme.
I like the cover remix thing.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. After this, I'm just going to go lie in the grass and neglect all my homework.
Right?
And just,
except for I'm low-key allergic to grass. So
I'm allergic to grass
also.
I get real
itchy. I don't think I'm really allergic. I just get really itchy, you know?
I was allergic to grass and trees as a child. It really limited my social abilities, but then I got allergy shots and
it's
better
you bought
now.
A kale candle and everything was okay.
Lauren, we always have to bring it back to the fact that I own a kale candle. What else? I don't know. I'm just having a happy day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of happy days, there's this in queer pop, we listen to this song, Barbara Streisand and Judy Garland performing Happy Days. And it's like them passing off the gay diva torch to each other.
What?
It's so weird and campy and like confusing. You should all watch it on YouTube. Anyways, that's a recommended watch.
That's interesting.
What else can, what should we close out on? Do you have any final?
So I have a song that I've been really enjoying lately. It's not really a cover and it's also not really a remix, but I actually incidentally heard it on Girls this past week.
Oh, what song is it?
It's called Past Lives by Borns, and I love it. I think it's
Borns?
Beautiful. B-O-R-N-S, yeah.
Okay.
It's a great song, so I think we should close out on it. It's a good,
it's 4 minutes
song
and 33 seconds, so we're going to play it in
less than a minute. I guess we'll do our...
Oh, no. We only have 4 minutes left, so it's perfect.
So we'll do our outro. This is Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be back next week.
Wednesdays 1 to 2.
What should our theme be next week? We'll figure it out.
It's going to be a good one. It's hard to top this one because this was a good theme.
And remember, real butter is always better. I said it.
You said it.
I think
true. You said it. Dang. I don't know. I'm an earth balance girl myself.
An earth balance gal. I feel like you're an earth balance gal.
Not a girl, I'm a gal.
Okay, ready? This is Past Lives by Born. And have a great warm March day, everybody.
Enjoy.
Past lives couldn't ever hold me down, lost love. It's sweeter when it's finally found. I've got the strangest feeling. This isn't our first time around. Past lives couldn't ever come between us. Sometimes the dreamers finally wake up. Don't wake me, I'm not dreaming. Don't wake me, I'm not dreaming. All my past lives, they got nothing on me. Golden Eagle, you're the one and only. Flying high through the cities and the sky. Don't you?